Port of Harlingen Annual Report now available. Texas Border Business, by the Port of Harlingen. The Port of Harlingen was created in 1926 as a vision to bring in waterborne commerce to evolve the Rio Grande Valley into a major player in economic growth. The Port of Harlingen has grown into an important hub to the South Texas region and internationally. Organized as a navigation district, officially known then as the Arroyo Colorado Navigation District of Cameron and Willacy Counties, ACND, the port was created under the Texas Constitution Water Code, Chapter 62, Section 59. Although established in name and concept, the port was not operational until 1952. Years of strategic planning, effort, and river construction and maintenance created the thriving port it is today. As it stood in the 1920s, the Arroyo Colorado, an offshoot of the Rio Grande River, was not a navigable waterway. Although it emptied into the lower Laguna Madre near the lower Texas coast of the Gulf of Mexico, city and county leaders determined that if it were made navigable, the area would benefit greatly from a water highway connecting Harlingen to other major ports along the Gulf of Mexico and the United States. Today, the Port of Harlingen provides an efficient and economical transportation link along the Texas coast for shallow draft transport. Located near the southernmost tip of Texas on the Arroyo Colorado River. The port is 25 miles inland of the Gulf Intracoastal Waterway, GIWW, which stretches from the Mexico border along the entire coast of the Gulf of Mexico and northward along most the U.S. eastern seaboard to Florida. The port is also connected to the Atlantic Intracoastal Waterway, AIWW, a 3,000-mile inland waterway along the Atlantic and Gulf of Mexico, running from Boston, Massachusetts to the southern tip of Florida and encompassing the GIWW, which extends to Brownsville, TX. The Port of Harlingen is comprised of more than 2,800 acres of land with 650 linear feet of multi-cargo wharf and 5 docks. As the second largest port in Cameron County, the port handles commodities transferred regionally, nationally, and internationally. Not only does the Port of Harlingen keep commodities moving, it also drives the Harlingen and Rio Grande Valley economy, literally. Most of the fuel consumed in the valley comes in through the Port of Harlingen. In addition, the liquid fertilizer distributed through the port is used in local fields. By utilizing the port, consumers receive goods at a much lower cost than transporting by truck to the area. Read the annual report below, courtesy of the Port of Harlingen. The report can also be downloaded at https://port.of-harlingen.com/wp-content/uploads/2025/09/port-of-harlingen-annual-report-2024-006.pdf. Information source, The Port of Harlingen. First name email.